Today I want to think about Psalm 121, a favorite of mine. But before I go any farther, I suggest that you hit pause. No, not delete, just pause. And see if you can possibly still locate your old, dusty, preferably leather-bound, King James Version. If not, download it for free. I can wait. Well, today the NRSV might also just about work. Then look up Psalm 121 and follow its poetry during this meditation. It will make a lot more sense, especially when we hear the words of the psalm being sung in a version predating the King James Version. So when you're ready, come back. I'll be here. And hit the go button. Okay, Psalm 121 is one of 15 songs of ascents, songs most probably sung by pilgrims as they traveled together in groups, overland, all the way from wherever, to worship and feast at the temple in Jerusalem. This was a big deal, a family outing. Everybody camped out on the hills surrounding Jerusalem, especially during the Feast of Booths. Some scholars suggest that these Psalms of Ascents were written in time to be sung for Solomon's temple. Other scholars argue that they were written and compiled much later, possibly even during the Babylonian captivity. In other words, we haven't a clue. So, back to Psalm 121. This pilgrimage song begins, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help?" In this first verse, I imagine the ancient poet looking at the hills and being really worried. Many pilgrims had to go through lots of hill country before reaching Jerusalem. And everybody knew in those days that Baal, B-A-A-L, Baal, Baal, whatever, was the local god of the hills. Would Jehovah still be stronger than Baal? And as the story of the Good Samaritan reminds us, travel through the hills was dangerous stuff. There were highway robbers and hungry wild animals, for starters. So I like to imagine that is why the poet wrote, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills." Yikes! From whence cometh my help? And the question mark is there in other versions. But then the poet immediately calms down in verse 2, and I may occasionally amplify it. "Ah, yes, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved." You won't have to run for it or worry about falling off a cliff. "He that keepeth thee will not slumber." He is on 24/7. "Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil." Better than that, "he shall preserve thy soul," or the NRSV says, life. "The Lord shall preserve thy going out to Jerusalem and thy coming in home, from this time forth and even forevermore." We may not be going through the hills of Jerusalem, but I think some of us have hills of our own. May the Lord preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I want to share with you now this Anglican chant composed by H. Walford Davies. Although we will hear it sung by the choir at St. Paul's Cathedral, London, this psalm is sung at least once a month at most of England's cathedrals during evensong, and it is also often sung at state funerals. It's one of the most comforting psalms I know. The choir, as always, will be singing this psalm in the translation first approved by King Henry VIII in 1544.
The sun shall